When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, Mac Bam Truth back on. Yeah, another Better Truth Tuesday, man. We on it with the radio version of the podcast. How you doing, everybody? Yeah, hopefully everybody doing well on this Tuesday, man. We go get into some things. Basically, I want to talk about, you know, the brainwash with the human being participating in the brainwash. I want to talk about that because there's a lot of light to shed on that as far as, you know, these things and the operation that they have on the table with us participating in it. Somehow, some way, we participating in it, you know, make it more credible, make it more believable as far as that part of the system and these things that they want the masses to be involved in, you know, head and feet. Some of these things, they have to let the masses participate in it for them to make sure that it's legit. I'll let you feel like it's a legit thing that they're bringing to you. Now, we're going to mention, first of all, the pandemic. Let's put that one there in perspective, the pandemic and the COVID-19. And I'm going to show you that by participating in these things, you know, make us hold it closer to our heart or to our life. And I'm going to show you how they do it, just to make you stay in tune in these things and believe in it, that is something they're doing good for you. Now, I always mention the fact that, you know, they give you a stimulus in the pandemic. In the middle of the pandemic, they stop to give you a stimulus. They say, yeah, well, we know the pandemic putting on a lot of strain on you and a lot of people couldn't get to go to work and all of these things. So they send you a check, a stimulus check, basically, to help you out during the pandemic. A lot of people don't understand. I've been preaching it the whole time. Like now, if you participate in this pandemic, so-called, taking money from them, and that's one of the things that you're not going to refuse, if you understand what I mean. You're not supposed to participate in it any at all, if you understand, none at all. Because once you participate, it basically going to register you and plug you in into that part of the system and let you believe in it. You will fight somebody if they don't believe in it. You want to argue with somebody all day because they don't believe in it. Why you believe in it? Because you already participate. You participate in it. It tell your brains that it's something legit. Whatever they're saying, yes, they're on point. And that's the reason why you actually play the role in it. So when you play the role, it kind of sign the deal that you're in. It take over your mind, body, and soul. No lie. So yes, the stimulus, in a lot of ways, why I tell you don't take it. Because now you have a hand in it. And these people that you see collecting the stimulus, they're going to believe in the COVID for whatever reason. They're going to believe in the pandemic. They're going to believe in the government, whatever they're saying. Now, not because of the money part for say, we know money got a lot to do with the masses and how they bend and turn and how it bring them to this destruction and they won't see it because it's just money and they feel like, yes, we put on this earth to make money. That's what we came here for. All bullshit. But like I say, it's not because it's money why it take you over. They just use the money to attract you, to make you pay, you know, more attention. Once you play a role in it, you're going to pay more attention. Your mind going to be on it more. So it's not because it's money why it catch you. It's because you participate in it. Yeah, the money catch you, but as far as them selling you that agenda, because you take that supposed, you know, role in it by taking a stimulus, make you believe in it. It make you would have want to fight somebody to understand that, yes, it's real and it's good. So the government strategy is keep the masses in tune, Let them participate. It no matter what it is. Give them some kind of role to play. And then you got them. No doubt about it. So all of these things that have been going on. The human being. Us. That the whole time. Been victimized. We're going to be the ones to participate anyway. We bypass all those supposed manipulation that we get. And what we've seen before these same people did. And we still get into those agenda. Why? Because you participate. And because the way to get you participate in it, they have to basically show you something that you want, like money. Give you a gift card if you participate. Oh, we're going to give you, $100, or we're going to give you this, incentive, these things that we have, what the state is about. We're going to give you some of that. All you have to do is just believe in what we're telling you. Once you participate, yes, the brainwash going to work. You're going to believe because you participate in anything at all as far as that matter. If you go to a test site, you participate in the COVID. You participate in that part of the destruction for the masses. Yes, you're wearing the mask or that you participate in. You follow any guidelines that they give you, you participate in. If you participate in it for any reason, it don't matter what reason you do, they got you. Now they got your interest now. You understand what I mean? And that's what they use to basically know which other move to make as far as where we go with this destruction here. Can we basically, carry it on with the same logo on it, with the same, track record, or we can switch it up? Once they make you participate, you're going to buy into it. Now, if you notice, these things that they will show you to convince you into a certain way or lead you into a certain direction, they want you to participate in it. So sometimes we talk about cancer and all these sickness that they bring to the table. And cancer is one of them that I always have to touch on because it's a supposable uncurable disease that you're going to find in most of the damn people. No lie, the seeds are already planted. Even if the doctor don't tell them yet, they do have that cancer lingering in their body somewhere. Just need the right thing to activate it and keep it going. So yes, in order for them to keep this cancer hoax going on, poison your body with chemical and then joking you about it. Like, hey, look, we can stop you from having these things. We can do this. We can treat it. Matter of fact, we can kill off all those cells that the cancer take over. You don't want the cancer to take out your cells, but you would take some medication to take them out. Never understand. But like I say, once you participate in that, you got it. Yeah, you understand it. You feel it. You understand me? So yeah, they could tell you, we have this cancer research here. Need you to participate in it. Even if you have a $1 or 1 cent, don't matter. Just send it in to us. So now, I'm basically showing you, take the money in the COVID, it convince you. Now, we talk about cancer treatments and these things that they use to destroy the masses or lead us into a direction where we're thinking that we're getting saved, but we're actually getting destroyed. So yes, they could basically ask you for money in this case. And it still work like a participation. Do you understand what I mean now? So they could give you money for the COVID. That's a participation because you take it, you participate. They could take money from you in the name of cancer. You believe in it because you participate. You believe in what they say. Do you understand what I mean? You believe that they're telling you, hey, we're collecting your money so we can research cancer. All these hundreds of years, people, they've been researching cancer with your money, supposedly. They can't get nothing done. But the people still participate in that shit by giving them their money. They come on TV, show a bald-headed baby. Baby-head bald or whatever they did. Show you the baby look sad, or he might be talking to you from the hospital bed. Pull on your heartstring, oh, St. Jude's. Oh, this, that, hospital, need your help. Pull on your heartstring, then you participate. Once you participate, nobody can tell you nothing about that supposed to be agenda. You believe in enough to participate, pay your money? Huh? So that's how it is. You believe most of all in these things because they find a way to get you to participate. Now, I mentioned the video games. We talk about that. And I already know that wouldn't be, you know, one video that people like for the most part. And I told you that's why I call it the bitter truth. A lot of people would be like a little hesitant to bring you these things, this kind of knowledge, even if they have it. It seems like it's not something that a lot of people would be jolly to do because of the weight that it carries. You could be hated, you could be ridiculed. All of these things come with this bitter truth. No lie, but I spit it like it is. Now, the video games. The reason why the video games is such a dangerous brainwash, and I have to let you aware of it, is because you participate in it. It's a game. It's something that you actually into. You're doing it. You get me? Okay. So, first you got regular video games where you can, you know, they show you some little graphics and, you know, shitty graphics, basically, now. What they would call that back in the days, I think it's Atari. So you got a one stick on it and two buttons on the side, and they can just let some balls fall in from the top of the screen, and you have a, you know, a 1-inch piece of stick at the bottom set crossway, and you need to catch those balls or let the balls hit that one thing that you're controlling. So you got to move it and let the balls hit it and those things. Simple graphics. But guess what? Might look simple. It might look like you're way ahead of that. But it actually take over your brain enough for you to believe in it. And I know 100% that you believe in it. When I say believe in it, it's like you find some necessary for that. You understand what I mean? You find somewhere to put that where you feel like, hey, I could use this. Whatever you see on the video game, whatever you participate doing, you feel like it's an advantage for you, for whatever reason. But most of all, because they let you participate in it. And the reason why they have to advance those video games, because it is really a brainwash programming. It can consume your whole understanding. Your whole understanding could based upon damn video games, if you want to be real. So what they do is they're making the video game more realistic, for say, with the looks, with the graphics, and all of that, and give you more to do as far as pass catching some balls falling from out of the top of the screen. That's, they give you way more to do now. It feels like it's actually you in the game. I mentioned that they call it life. Every time you lost in the game, you die. That's a life, supposedly. You understand what I'm saying? So therefore, you have to take it serious once you're in it. So imagine, you're in a fantasy world. It's something that you have to take serious. You're participating in it all. That's one of the biggest brainwash you will ever see. You hear me? So it got everything in it to basically brainwash you. But once you participate in it, that guarantee that it's gonna work. Now I'm gonna ask you a question. Do you ever put your children on these TV shows that you see these characters? They play dumb. They come on, they play stupid because they know that your kid is kind of like you know, not there yet as far as developing the brain. That's why they're there to develop your youth brain. And if you notice what they do, they want you to participate. They want the youth to participate in whatever they got going on that screen. And that's how they're going to fully take them over. Now, the youth can sit there and watch that shit. Watch it and watch it and watch it. And no participation in it. Probably just take it with a grain of salt. No lie. They probably take it with a grain of salt at that moment if they have no way to participate in it. But once they can get away, find a way to participate in it, the brainwash gonna work. So if you notice, they might have a one of those, you know, children, you know, shows that they have on. And if you notice, if you listen for a while, because a lot of people don't pay attention, they just let the youth watch it and they turn their back and go and do what they got to do. Occupy the baby. But guess what? They're right there telling, come on, sing along. Clap your hand like this. Oh, raise your hand like this. Oh, step here, step there. Saying these words in lines, all of these things that they want you to participate in. It's just because it is a wicked brainwash and they can't get them the right way unless they participate all the way in. So yes, people, this is how the brainwash work. So when we go into school back in the days as a young, you know, youth back in the days, and, you know, we just get the feeling of school, that's what they do. All of the things that they come with, nursery rhyming, all of these things, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all of these things. Like I mentioned, people, the ABC, whenever I recall it, is like a song. Some people, when you say, hey, oh, so the ABC, they're going to sing it. Why? That's the way you learn it. And why that stick? Because you participate. They have you singing the song. You have to sing the song. You have to participate in it. And they beat these things in your head. They know what's going to stay. I already told you. If you go out there, no lie, if you're walking past and you, say for instance, you're walking somewhere, walking a mile down the road and you're passing by some people, they're playing music or they're doing something, and when you come out of that 5 minutes of walking and you go down there, the block, you have things already set in your head as far as what you pass through right there. Now, the reason why a lot of them probably not stick and staying in your mind and staying there and affect you is because you just take what you see with a grain of salt, if you did. I'm just saying, you pass by, you hear a song, it don't register in your head when you're still walking down the street, you reach 4 miles down the road and you still hear the music in your ears, basically. Or you might hear it and you know, it's kind of catchy. If you understand what I mean. So listen. You go to school. You go to learn and you need to supposedly be getting these curriculum that gonna help you out later in the satanic earth to push you through. So, you know, they come to with the book. They don't deal with no nursery rhyme them time. I'm not playing. They don't come and make the subject a damn nursery rhyme, something for you to sing. No, they're not going to do that. So it come in a weird looking form. A weird looking form it come in now. So when they teach you and they say, listen, yeah, look into your books or get into this page, and they start talking, whether it's maths or supposedly, you know, science or whatever they call it, these subjects that they got in school, they're not going to make it no nursery rhyme. You get what I'm saying? Because now you're getting to serious part of life now. Where this supposed to be teaching now that we set up right here, this government set up for you to go through this process, and then we're going to check to see where you level at. And if you don't make it at a certain level, we're going to shun you. We're not going to have you qualified to get certain kind of job or get an opportunity to go to this school to elevate you or... Yes, so they're ranking you there. But if you notice, they don't use nursery rhyme then. Why don't they teach you those subjects with the same nursery rhyme? Like the damn A, B, C, D, E, F, G, rubber, dubba, dub, two man in a tub, three blind mice, all of these sketchy shit. You can come out with that as a grown man, grown person. And when you go back to recall, that's the only thing you can remember. Because what? That was the one you spice and participate in. If you understand what I mean. The teacher there teaching you about maths and them things, they're not going to start singing it out. They're not going to start putting it away where you can go back and recall it like, oh yes, I like that song that we were singing. So you can go back to it and recall the supposedly, you know, important part of the message. So when I was mentioning you walking down the street and hearing different stuff, is the one that catch you, the catchy one. The one that sound like, no, 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 no. That's why I mentioned the supposedly Ozempic. They give you a song from back in the days, famous song, everybody know it. Ho, 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 it's magic. Then bam, familiarity, people. You sing the song before you. Now when you hear it, rings a bell. So now your mind, everything is attention. It's at attention now. It's listening. It's observing now. Something familiar shows up. I recognize that. Now it got your attention. So what I'm saying is, they don't let you participate too much in the stuff that they claim gonna help you out. Now, they have a thing called pledge. I mention it all the time. The pledge and the national anthem. Told you that it's devil shit and they have to let the masses participate in it. Now, if you listen to the national anthem of America, any country in the world, it's about war, fighting, who win, who stand. You believe me or not? The American anthem, what it is about? You're talking about Star Spangled Banner and flag and... It's about war, people. It's about war. And these are the things that they let you participate in school. So you have to have hand on your chest and your heart. Gotta have your hand on your heart, Freemason style, saying a pledge, a devil pledge to the devil people. You have no idea, but they let you participate in it. Like I say, you're gonna remember the pledge more than you remember the damn book. Not lying. Because the book is supposed to be helping you to stay afloat in this world. The supposed to be curriculum that you're gonna learn, gonna determine what job you're gonna have, all of that. So they're not singing that shit to you. They'd rather you not participate in it. But when it comes to them singing about three blind mice, you have to be in. Most of all, that's what they really want you to come out there with. They know to let shit stick in your head. Okay. So they want the challenges to be the curriculum that you need to learn, supposedly, to carry you on in this devil earth, in the material earth, or you're going to survive. That's what they give you that education for, but they never make it so you easy to get it, or it's easy to go to your brain and you can sing it like a song. No. So therefore, the ones that gonna override and win out is those silly nursery rhymes. Not the supposed to be subject in the book that the teacher run by you and say, yeah, now you need to know how to do it. Now get down and do it. But you keep beating the same song in my head. You keep telling me about Cinderella. You keep telling me to play this role in school, people. Dumb shit, man. The people that, oh, we have this theater thing coming up and all these students get into it and, you know, they're doing Romeo and Juliet. The dumbest shit in the world. It's a part of the curriculum, people. But listen, they want you to get the Romeo and Juliet more in your head and think that it's more serious than what they're teaching you. How to, you know, make life later on out of these supposed to be curriculum. Why? Why? Why you feel it's important to teach me about supposed to be Star Spangled Banner and all of these dumb shit. Why you need to tell me about Three Blind Mice and make a song about it? Why don't you make a song about the supposed to be education? So it's easy for me to get, no. All of that gonna be a problem to you later on in the satanic earth. Because they tell you, listen, you have to have this above, this kind of education right here. You have to above this land right here before we can hire you. Oh, when was the last time you get out of school? When did you get out of school? Oh, you have some high school, you have some college. All of that shit matters to them. And like I say, you're gonna participate in the ones more for your destruction. One that gonna turn you into damn dummies. Because they make songs and everything out of it. No lie. So that's why I tell you, the youth's gonna be singing these songs that these people have on TV, the programming that they call kids programming. So that's why they always have to have that, tell the kid to sing along and dance around and do this with your hand and shift over here with your feet, and they're showing you how to dance, showing you how to do these things. No, it's to make the youth brainwash enough, because once he play a part in it, gonna take it and run. So you understand, they know how to ribbit shit in your brain. They know. That's why when you listen to pop music and, you know, this music genre, you can understand what's going on. The music have to be something that catchy for it to be a hit. That's why they always talk about one hit wonder. Because the government and the people, they want this music out there. They can just choose somebody to do the song, and the person do the song is a massive hit or whatever. But that person is really nobody to them. They fix up the music, they let them do it, and they never do another song. Some of them do. They dare and they, nobody hear it. Nobody cares. That one catchy song is what they want out there, because it is a brainwash. They want, all catchy song is. Every catchy song, every catchy chorus, anything, even the movies, people, even the movies, and you see them keep quoting these parts in the movies, is because that part of it is a big part of the brainwash in the movie. So they will come and tell you, oh, this person say this in this movie, famous line, and they make it famous line and everything. What do you think they're doing? They're selling you something, and they know how to do it. So yes, people, this is all. They basically create a fantasy world around you and let you believe that it's 100% legit. The reason is because they let you participate. And if you let the masses participate in anything, you can't take that away from them. So listen, we talk about, you know, these fantasies and these things that they put together. And even my last podcast, I mentioned dinosaurs, with them talking about they find these big creatures, sea creatures and the monsters, and they're big and they used to be, you know, dinosaurs, and all bullshit. But the masses, when they hear those things, it's kind of like fascinate them, but I don't know if they really believe those things. Just listen what I'm saying for a second here. I don't believe that these people believe these things. Reason? Because they figure that they don't understand it. So, that's why you have a museum. So therefore, these people can tell you about a historical thing or historical place or these things that they found, and biblical days foundings and all of these things they can tell you about. But guess what? They want the masses to participate. That's the reason why a museum was in place. So now they can sit there and tell you all of these things. The masses, for the most part, won't budge. You hear it. They won't budge, for the most part. You would have less believers. But these people said, hold on. We know how to get to these peoples. We create their damn brain cells. We create how they think. We build the world about around them. So you're going to tell me that they're not going to believe this. So what they do, put a museum there where we tell you about we find the first human being that ever walked this earth, and we said the name is Lucifer. You don't believe us? Okay, go to the natural museum of natural science or whatever they call it. Go there and they will show you it. You understand what I'm saying here? That's called you participating in it. Why you think a lot of people believe in these things? Like, Mag, what you talking about? What do you mean they don't have dinosaur bone? You never been to a museum? Sound like you participate in the brainwash. It sound like you've been brainwashed by participation. That's all it is. So because you go to the museum, now you feel like you can tell me something about what's in there and how real it is, how authentic it is. You think you know because you go? I said no. Now, the plastic bones that they post up, the bones that they made in a damn, what they call it, in molds. And I even talk about the place in China where they grind up real bones, no lie. They take all kind of bones. It could be a cow bone, it don't matter. All of these bones where they collect, even the ones that are already cooked and people eat off the meat off it and throw the bone away, they take those, grind them up, and then they use it as a mold substance. Use the a mold to put it in it. I guess they grind up, put some other substance that it can get hard again, put it in a mold, and then they can show you a bone and say, listen, this is a tyrannosaur, you know, back foot. You go to the museum, what makes you think you're not going to believe it? Huh. If you have any doubt, now they show you the museum, you're going to believe it. You will never understand that they can just do these wrongs, these psyops and post up those things in there and it's not real. You wouldn't understand that. You think everything they tell you is real. So like I said, by you participating in going to these museums, that's why they have them, to convince the masses, to make them participate. And that's how they get brainwashed. And I told you, brainwashed by participating. You are participating in it. The brainwash is edible. You can get it anytime. And nobody basically can challenge them after that. Believe it. No, you can't. Believe it or not, those are the hardest people to convince of the truth. They participate in the lie so much, they actually believe in it more than the truth. They don't participate in the truth because we don't have nothing for them to basically get jolly off. And truth is just raw. It's not fixed. So when you look at it, people, most of the things that the human being believe in on earth, most of the deception, I should say, that they believe in, is because they get to play a part in it. Once you get to play a part in it, automatically, the brainwash gonna work. Anything that the human being can basically add a part to, play a role in, feel like, hey, I got it. So that's why you could see, they tell you about, you know, come down here and get these things done. We got these, you know, new testing to find cancer earlier. All of these things. Oh, come get your mammogram every year. I'm shocked, people, that they still participate in these things. They're talking about breast cancer lurks in earlier in females now. Oh, let me go get my mammogram. You participate. So that means they already sell you cancer. When I say sell you cancer, I don't mean that, okay, now you understand that cancer exists. No. Now you believe in the existence and the basic origin of cancer. They can tell you, oh, it just, you know, just happened. The human being, you know, our body, this, that, and it just happened. No. Mm-mm. Something that they did put in you. And then, You participate, you're gonna believe in what they say, that it just appear. I don't know what they've been telling the peoples, how they get the cancer. What they gonna tell them, it's asbestos? I already told you people, it's a wicked world you live in. So yes, the biggest brainwash you can find in this world is the ones that got a participation attached to it, where the human gotta play a part in it. You gotta play a role in it. That's how you get believers, and they know. So I mentioned, that's the reason why we have these nursery rhyme songs coming up when you're growing up in school. You're going to school, they have these catchy things. It's basically to capture your mind. Because I mentioned, if you're walking down the street, you hear somebody singing something that gonna catch you, because it sound, you know, got a melody to it. And then you hear somebody was walk, they're saying something and it's not something that sound melodyish to you, you might not remember what that person was saying. I'm just saying. Somebody might say, there's a hole down there in the road, there's a hole down there in the road. You didn't hear. Why? Because when you was coming down here, three blind mice, see where they run. And then guess what? Your brain automatically attached to that. You hear me? You probably was singing along the whole time with it. So of course it distract you. Of course that's what gonna consume your mind. You could be listening to some music and all them is just random, and then they're chipping that shit, something that catchy, something that got a nursery rhyme to it, and that's the only thing you remember the whole day. That's the only thing that gonna be recalling and popping up back in your head. Catchy song. So you see what I'm saying, people? So guess what? The solution to this brainwash is don't participate. And that's what I was telling the masses from day one. You have these supposed to be hardest and movie stars and these people that they put on you, tell you who they are, all of a sudden you're bought into it. You say, yeah, you know, it's actually like you're talking like you know these people or whatever they are. You sit there and thinking that you know them. You buy the records, you go watch the movies, you participate. So of course you think you know them. Of course you think that you know what you're doing there. The end of the day, you don't. You just got brainwashed by participation. That's it. And for all the young people coming up in the world, if they understand that, they could skip out a lot of the destruction that's actually out there lurking. You understand what I mean? Because it kind of put your mind up in a position where, not because something is calling you, you pay attention. You understand what I mean? Not because you hear your name called, you look around, because you're not the only one with that name. That's the only thing I'm trying to tell you. Just a little example for you to understand. Not everything should get your attention. So sometimes people like send me a video or send me something, and sometimes when you look at it, I'm like, it's a waste of time. I mean, these things, like, you know, can't give it no energy. This is not worth that. You know what I'm saying? But guess what? Those people participate a little bit. They're in it, and now they be like, hey, I know about it. So now they want to check your brain. They know so much about it that they feel like they know it so much, they can actually test you on it. It's brainwashed by participation. That's all it is. So the masses have to understand, you don't participate in what the government carry on, it won't be successful. They could come and say, there's a monkey pox out there. Whatever. You don't participate, you won't be affected. It's just simple. You won't even believe in it. You're not trying to believe it. That's the reason why you don't participate. Once you participate, now you have a reason to believe in it. That's all. And all the things that people participate in, you go see them out there selling it like they know about it just because they participate in it. Now they can sell it like it's something good. They don't even know what it is, but they just participate enough for them to be in it now and can sell it to somebody else. So that's what the masses need to get. Don't participate in these things. And guess what? You can thoroughly inspect it. Don't let it just take you over, you jump in it. You can check things. You can look into things with your discernment. The wisdom, understanding, and knowledge shall guide you too, people. You hear me? If you're using wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, don't worry about you being wrong. Just use it. Don't worry that, what if my wisdom, understanding, and knowledge take me down the wrong? Don't worry about that. Just use it, because you're going to go as far as that take you. So don't worry about it at the end of the day. Just go. You see what I'm saying? And judge everything. You're looking at everything, trying to get the bottom line of what it is. You want to see it for what it is. You don't want to be disguised. You don't want it to be disguised in your eyes where you don't know what it is. So it's just best to check. Oh, it sound good? No, just check if it's really good. It sound like something that you need to sing along to. Check what it is you're singing along to. There are these songs that they give you. It's devil work in plain sight. They're telling you what they're saying right there. You understand what I mean? They're telling you what they're about, but you can't hear it because you more participate in it. It's a nursery rhyme, so you sing along. You have to stop it, people. It's time for us to think different now. Think different, act different, and see if we can get a different result. We can't keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. You see what it is from your great-grandma, great-grandpa, all of these things that they was doing. Most of it, we see destruction, but we still following the same supposedly route, not good. It's time for us to stand up and make a change as far as these things, man. We can't just make it so easy for the government to take over the people, take over your youths, everything. We have to start making it some kind of resistance where they know that we're there, and they have to recognize that, hey, they're not going to go down without a fight. They're not just going to believe that, you know, a man should have come to and shoot all these people if you have no evidence. If you want to show us all these screens and all of these things and you can't show us nothing legit, we can't accept it. Why is it a problem? Because we won't accept it, because it don't look right. Yes, that's what you get your brain for. So you can analyze things. Or let somebody say, oh, yes, it's good. So you just jump in without using your damn brain. That's something that the masses need to start looking to. Use your brain and that will guide you. Your understanding, your wisdom. If you don't use it, that means you're basically living off something else or somebody else. You get what I'm saying? So the government come and say, hey, there's a virus, so hide. You don't look into it. You don't understand. But you still take it. You don't understand what the hell you need to cover your mouth and nose for, what you gotta breathe and talk to. You never understand, but you do it anyway. So yes, check things or just do it because they say so. That make you have a blank brain. You don't train it to think. You don't train it to solve problem. So yes, it won't work. Yes, people, you gotta listen to the man, because like I say, man, I wouldn't be doing this thing if I didn't feel like it was something good and something I need to do. You know, wake up the people and let them aware of these things that's going on. And that's my greatest joy in this world. No lie, that's what I live for. I live to wake up people. It make me feel, you know, happy inside. It make me feel, you know, more at ease with life, where I know that I'm participating in deprogramming the masses. That's it. And that's why I'm here. And, you know, when we look at it, a lot of people don't understand. They take the podcast for a joke. They say, yeah, you know, Mag doing some things here. But you don't understand. If I post one podcast on YouTube, we get deleted. Sometimes I pick out a podcast, like, I'm trying to find the least ones that would have get, you know, deleted on YouTube. Because I got to listen to the whole podcast. I got to go through the whole podcast word for word, people, before I can post that shit on YouTube. Because I could be just talking about AI or... But when in my podcast, when I done, I get to the solution part. If you understand what I mean. I breaks down the deception and I show you the routes. How you can avoid these things. And all of these things, when I mention it and it come out, and it come out in the podcast, when they listen to it, the whole thing. Not because I say one word, because I was thinking that's what it is. Like, okay, you do a podcast about AI, and then they talk about CDC coming and say that video can't stay on YouTube. I'm like, I don't remember talking about CDC, but guess what? I'm breaking down deceptions that surround us and all of it tied together. So when you can break it down and tie all of that together, they're scared of you. You have to understand they fear the mag. Why would they bother to take down my video? I'm on YouTube. Say, for instance, I got 5,000 plus subscribers. Why worry about me? Why? Why are you running to delete my videos that talk about CDC? The CDC have all everybody in their hands. They have the whole wide world in their hands, people. The World Health Organization, they hold you like this in the palm of their hand. They own you. Why they worry about the mag truth? They already own you. Well, guess what? They realize that this guy can do some damage here. Picture if these people hear him and believe him. Their whole operation is fucked. The whole operation that they have. You understand me? So that's why they don't want the mag to talk. So any chance I get, I'm going to tell you the real thing. The real deal. You can't participate in this brainwash that they have for the masses. And it's something that you're going to participate in. Check it thoroughly. Make sure it's not one of those government fix-up. And you already know that's what they are. That's what they're about. Deception. So yes, it don't hurt to double check if they're bringing you deception, because they are Decepticons. If you understand what I mean, they are about deceiving you. Why wouldn't you check every time they come with something to sell you? Check if it's authentic. There's nothing wrong with that. But they don't want you to do it. Just like they teach you in Christianity with the Bible and all of these things. They said, don't question it. The pastor will tell you straight up, don't question these things. I'm the BAM truth. I'm the one that gonna tell you anything you can question is a big old lie hidden in it. One of the biggest lies you can find hidden under something they tell you not to check. Don't lift up that rock. Why? Because we tell you what's under it already. Don't lift it up. Leave it alone. Do you get it? That means is a deception going on with that rock. If you tell me it's a snake under the rock, believe you. And I mean, I don't need to check, right? No, that means you need to check for you to basically cement it in your head that a snake is under that rock. I think you need to check. You have to have some kind of idea that there's really a snake there. Else you have no business believing it. You have no business believing it until you can prove it that, yes, there is a snake under the rock. If these people can find a way to convince you to make you never check, that's how we get in trouble here. That's how our knowledge get basically defected by these things. We figure that we know, so we don't check. That's not right. That's stupid. And that's not going to make you gain knowledge in this earth by assume that that's what it is and gone. No. Life don't work like that. And that's the reason why they don't like the mag truth. Because I'm giving you the sense that, yes, you need to check these things. Don't let them tell you what it is. They mention a COVID. You see what I did? You understand who I am? Yet I wouldn't take shit from them and still go in looking for evidence. You come out and tell me about a COVID, come out and killing all the people, and the mag still looking for evidence. He never buy it until he get to the bottom of it. Do you get it? Now I can come to you and show you that, look, just a common cold, they used to trick you, and I got ground to stand on. Don't tell me I don't have evidence and facts, because I use the same words that they put out there to show them up as liars. You can't put it in the dictionary, the supposed encyclopedia of medicine, and tell us what the common cold is in a fancy word, coronavirus, and then later on you come back with the same coronavirus, tell us if we catch it, we're gonna die. Stay 6 feet apart, and they have a joke for you. Unbelievable, people. That's why I tell you, use your own brain. Sort these things out. And that's why I'm here, teaching you how to use your brain. Remind you to use your brain. Perfect tool to solve problem. Perfect tool to basically discern things. Why would you put it aside? That's the only thing you have to work with. The only thing you have to work with. So why would you put that aside and believe what these people tell you? You're disabling yourself. That's what you do. Yes, but I already told you, this is all it's supposed to be. You check everything before you declare what it is. Yes, another Mag Bam Tuesday, man, radio show. Appreciate all my people, man, all my patron, all my subscriber right here on this Bitter Truth podcast. Much appreciation. Like I say, I could never post these things nowhere else. So yes, the people that on this right here, yes, consider yourself, you know, privileged. You got a privilege here, because in a lot of ways, it's not even going to last. Not even playing. It's not going to last, because Spotify are going to find a way. Like I said, they messed with me a few times, and they did take down a couple podcasts from the Mag. Remember the last one I told you about with the HIV in the vaccine? Yeah, they took that video. Why you think they took it? Huh. Get out of their skin that I'm spitting this truth. So later on, you don't understand, the Spotify could be breached. They don't want me here spitting this truth. So yes, people, appreciate all y'all for subscribing to the podcast. I really appreciate you. You keep this thing going. Because like I said, the fight I've been getting on these network, there's no way I could stay afloat and still doing video. If it wasn't for the people that, you know, stayed here and support me. And I just gotta keep the persistence going and constantly hit them. You understand what I mean? Because yes, this is for a purpose right here. It's the basic waking up of the masses. Yes, it's vital for the masses to be aware of what's going on. A lot of people say they can't do nothing about it, but you need to be aware. You hear them talking about you need to be aware of your surrounding? Huh. There is no other surrounding you need to be aware of but the ones that we live in. The system and everything, that's the surrounding. So you need to know it in and out. If you don't understand it, you can't live in it. Yes, Mag, I'm on the run. Bam.